Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Gab with the Gurus radio show, where you get entertained, educated, and motivated by top experts in a variety of fields, including health, fitness, the law of attraction, relationships, and social networking. Your host, Connie Bennett, is a speaker, certified life coach, certified health counselor, journalist, and author of the book, Sugar Shock. Learn about Connie at sugarshock.com. Now, here's Connie.
Greetings. Today I'm very pleased to present a special show for you. Jack LaLanne, one of my biggest heroes, recently passed away. So I hope you will join me today in honoring this incredible, larger-than-life fitness guru and anti-sugar pioneer. What was so remarkable about Jack LaLanne was not that he lasted into his 90s, but that he did so with energy, enthusiasm, and vibrancy. Now, I've had the pleasure of interviewing Jack LaLanne 3 or 4 times over the last few years. And what struck me about him was this man had more energy than people half his age or people a third of his age. Decades before people knew that sugar was bad for you, Jack spurned the sweet stuff. Decades before Americans realized the value of fitness, Jack opened his own health spa. And as you'll learn in this interview today, he worked out regularly himself, 2 hours a day. Jack LaLanne was determined to stay healthy, fit, and happy. He did not even understand the concept of, quote, getting by, which is what many people do. So, the godfather of fitness really, really, really lived. So without further ado, what I'm going to do is share with you an interview that Jack graciously gave me in May 1998 when he appeared on my radio show. Now, at the time, my radio show was called Stop Sugar Shock Radio Show. It's now called Gab with the Gurus Radio Show to reflect the fact that I interview people in health, wellness, personal empowerment, law of attraction, celebrities, romance, etc. But anyhow, in May 2008, Jack appeared on my radio show as part of a celebration. It was my 10 years sugar-free celebration. So I invite you to listen to it now, and please enjoy this interview.
Jack, are you there?
Are you there?
I am here. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy duty.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I am really, really good. It is such a pleasure to talk with you again.
It's been good talking. How have you been?
I have been good. So I think you remember, or maybe your assistant told you that today is my, or not today, excuse me, this month is my 10 years off of sugar.
No kidding.
And so I thought I would do a really fun show in which I brought on some experts who inspired people.
I've been off of it 80 years.
That's what's so amazing. So most people don't know that story. So let me just briefly, I mean, I wrote you about all about you on my blog today, so I encourage people to read about all the firsts that Jack LaLanne was involved with. But let me just very, very briefly tell people, give people a little bit of an intro. Jack LaLanne is known as the king of fitness. I'm allowed to mention your age, correct?
Right.
So you're 93 now, but you have more energy than people half your age.
I feel great.
Or even one-third your age.
I work out 2 hours every day.
That's like what's so amazing. The Los Angeles Times said that you got your spoken word across lightning fast, and you packed more punch in one paragraph than a boxing champion in 15 rounds.
What was that?
Well, everybody said lots of nice things about you. You have a lot of firsts to your name. So Jack LaLanne opened the first modern health spa. He was the first to have a nationally syndicated exercise show on TV.
The first to have athletes
working out with weights. The first to have women working out with weights. The first to have elderly working out with weights. The first to have a co-ed health club. The first to combine weight training with nutrition.
right.
The first to sell vitamins and exercise equipment on television. The first to teach scientific bodybuilding by changing the program every 2 to 3 weeks. The first to encourage the physically challenged to exercise and to work around their disabilities. And the first to do feats of strength and endurance to emphasize what exercise and nutrition can do for you. It's like so impressive what you've done. So I want to start, I want to take people back to when you had a sugar problem years ago. Tell us what happened and what you were like.
Well, by the time I was 4 years old, I was a full-blown sugarholic.
4 years old.
And I was an irritable kid. I used to cry a lot. And my mother used to appease me. So she'd give me sugar. She'd give me a cloth with cornstarch and sugar in it and dip it in water, and I'd suck on that thing. When I was 4 years old, my little baby teeth had rotted out.
Unbelievable.
Can't believe it. So then by the time I was 15, God, I had these terrible headaches, uncontrollable temper, thinking of suicide. And I just can't believe it. It was like hell on earth. And it was dropped out of school for 6 months when I was 15 years old. And it was during the time I attended a health lecture. And that man said, if you obey nature's laws, you can be born again. What did he mean? He mean to cut out all man processed foods, you know, and eat natural foods. I went home that night, and I was so excited. I wanted to be healthy. I wanted the girls to like me. I wanted to be an athlete. I got on my knees, actually. I said, dear God, give me the willpower to refrain from eating these foods that are killing me. And the next day I went to join the Berkeley, California YMCA. Went strict vegetarian for 6 years, and the rest is history. After cutting sugar and all that white flour stuff, you know, within 10 days, I've never had another headache. I was getting my strength doubled, and it saved my life. Connie, if something saved your life, would you be enthusiastic about it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just as enthusiastic as you are now. What's amazing to me is basically you feel, and I know my listeners will just be, like, blown away by this, you basically feel that kicking sugar was, like, the beginning of health for you. Correct?
Right.
Huh. So how did you get over those initial few days? What thoughts did you cling to and enabled you to do it?
I just cut out a white flour and white sugar product.
But I mean,
how did you have the
impetus and the will to continue?
I wanted to be an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted the girls to like me. I wanted to get rid of these aches and pains, this headache I had every day. You know, man said I could do it, and I did it.
So what you did was you focused on what you wanted to get rather than the fact that you were going to be missing all these, you know, sugary things.
I did. You know what I did? I did what I believed was going to do something for Jack LaLanne.
Amazing.
Somebody wanted to put some food in my mouth. What's it doing for me? Is it helping my hair, my health, my energy, my strength, my vitality? Going to help me live longer? And I don't think about how something tastes. I think, what's it doing for me? Tommy, who's the most important person on this earth?
Well, each of us.
You.
Yourselves, yeah.
You folks listening, the most important person there is you. Who puts the food in your mouth? Who goes to the bathroom for you? Who pays your bill? God? The devil? You do. Everything happens to you, good or bad, you make it happen.
So I want to go right into your thought, which is that anything in life is possible and you can make it happen.
Absolutely. You've got to have goals and challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And when you reach that one goal, raise your sights. I've never been satisfied in my life. I've always wanted to look better, feel better, wanted to be stronger, wanted to get more people to come to my lectures. I just had one thing in my mind, to help people to help themselves. Billy Graham's for the hereafter, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm for the here now. What do you know the most about?
Yourself. Now, you have a wonderful phrase that you say, which is that exercise is king, nutrition is queen.
That's the truth.
Put them together, and you've got a kingdom.
That's exactly right. You've got to exercise. You've got to eat right. just think about it. The food you eat today, is you're wearing it tomorrow, aren't you? You got 80 trillion cells in your body. They're all made of the food you eat. You put junk in, junk comes out. You put any good, good comes out. All you women out there listening, you want to have better hair, better skin. You want to have more energy. You want to live longer.
Well, we have male listeners, too.
You got to work at these things. You know, dying is easy. Living is a pain in the backside. You got to work at it. You know, living is an athletic event. The more you put in, the more you take out. But the trouble is,
living is an athletic event. That's
you don't have to put in that much time. It's the thing. It's the quality of time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should exercise at least 20, 30 minutes, three or four times a week. You should do strength training, aerobic training, and this is what people don't do.
You're
sitting
down
on television hours and hours watching television, right?
Right, yeah.
You tell them to exercise right at that time.
Yeah.
You're sitting in a chair right now, right?
I am.
You, ladies and gentlemen.
I should be standing up and doing sit-ups.
You know what I want you to do? You're sitting down, right?
Yeah. Well, not all the time.
Now stand up. Stand up.
Okay, everyone who's listening, stand up. You heard Jack LaLanne. Okay.
Now sit down. Now stand up. Sit down. Stand up. Stand up. Keep going. Stand.
Are y'all doing this?
You're doing this while you're watching television during the commercial. Think about that. That's 3 minutes. Every commercial is 3 minutes. And during an hour, there's 12 minutes of commercial time. And if you exercise during a commercial, that's 12 minutes of exercise that you wouldn't have done. You're sitting in the chair, right?
No, I've still been doing the sitting down and the standing up.
All right, know what you do now? Now sit down on the edge of your chair. Scoot down.
Okay, everyone, sit on the edge of your chair.
Anyway, pretend, you folks at home, pretend you're riding a bicycle.
Uh-huh.
Put your knees into your chair. You're riding a bicycle and you're sitting in your chair. Do it fast. Pump, 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 pump. Pump like the devil is chasing you. Come on. Pump, 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 hard. Pump.
I hope everyone heard this. Jack LaLanne's giving us a little
exercise. You do that for 3 minutes, boy, and I'm telling you, that's a workout. Another great one.
Give us another one, yeah, that we can do while we're sitting.
All right. You're sitting in your chair, right?
Yeah.
Now, move down. Now, bring both knees into your chair. Now, straighten your legs out in front of you. Close down to the, close to the floor. Now, bring your knees. Try and touch your knees to your chest. Now, straighten your legs out and down to the floor. Now, bring your knees into your chest. Keep going. Oh, you think that doesn't depot you? That really gets rid of your big, hot belly. You can do that while you're watching television. That's why have you seen my new book?
I haven't gotten it just yet.
You haven't got my book yet?
You're supposed to mail it to me. And I should add that Jack LaLanne is nice enough that he is contributing several items to the raffle contest. So if you haven't signed up for the raffle, go to sugarshock.com.
This new book is written by Matthew J. Reddick. He's one of the great people in the United States, just helping people to stay out of debt financially. And that's half of the book. And the other half of my book is where I'm telling the people how they can feel better, look better, live longer, how they can gain weight, lose weight, how they can increase their energy and really live longer by exercise that you do at home. So half of the book is by your financial condition, and the other half of the book is your physical condition. You can be Mr. America and you be broke and you're in debt. Can you be happy? No. In other words, you're going to be worth millions and millions of dollars, and you got a big pot belly, and you got arthritis and rheumatism, and you're sick. What good is your money? Think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got to keep your financial fitness and physical fitness together, and that's what this book is by Jack LaLanne and Matthew Reddick. It's called Fiscal Fitness. It's all in all the news stores now.
Great. Give us another exercise to do while watching TV.
Watching TV? Okay. Stand up. All right, you stand up?
Yeah, everyone is
now,
listening.
Now, go down and touch your toes. Put your hand between your legs. Now, stand up and pick your arms and try and hit the wall behind you while you're standing up. Now, bend down, try and reach between your legs. Now, stand up and hit the wall behind you. down and up, down and up. How you bend forward and up, down, up.
I think that's what they do during the commercials.
Boy, that was really terrific right there.
It's a great one.
That gets a lot of muscle. It gets all up your back, and that's really terrific. And a really good one. A lot of women have trouble with the inner part of their thighs and the other part of their thigh. You know, they get fat, and you're sitting in your chair, put your feet out in front of you, and cross one leg over the other. You know, spread your feet apart, your legs apart, and cross them one over the other. Boy, that gets the inner part of your thigh, the other part of your thigh, and the lower part of your waistline, and the top of your thigh. That's a great one right there.
So
another terrific one, and you sit in your chair again, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, clench your fist and touch your shoulders. Now, take your hands, both hands, and try and touch the ceiling. Hands all the way up. We go up. Now, down. Up, down. All up and down. Jesus gets all the muscle in your upper body. Down. Up. All the way down. Clench your fist and bring your hands down to your shoulders and try and touch the ceiling. And down to your shoulders. Touch the ceiling. Do it fast. And straighten your arms every time. All the way down. Up and down. Up, up, fast. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fast. One. Quick. Boy, you think you don't feel that? You know, a lot of people have trouble with their hands. You know, arthritis in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
I put your hands right in front of you. Open your hands as close as you can. Now close your lips up here. Now open your hands. Open and close fast. 1, 2, 3. Come on, you're not doing it, Connie.
Yes, I am. Everybody else, I hope you're doing this.
Open up, close it. You feel that in your hands?
Oh, yeah.
You see? Oh, I'm telling you, a lot of people have arthritis and rheumatism. All that in your hands. This really helps.
So, have you ever missed
watching television?
That's a good one. Have you ever missed one day?
Never.
I never
missed
60 years.
I hate to work out, but I like the results.
You hate to work out, but you like the results.
That's right.
2 hours a day.
Well, anything in life is meaningful. It takes effort.
But you work out 2 hours a day.
You don't have to do that. It's an ego thing with me. I just want to see how long I can keep this up. Here I'm going to be 94, and I'm just, it's like I say, this is not for everybody. Like I said before earlier, Connie, if the average person would work out just, 20, 30 minutes or 40 minutes, whatever you got time for, 3 or 4 times a week, that's ample time. If you do it vigorously. And I change my program. Every 30 days, I do something different. You get bored. Your muscles know nothing. It's your brain. Exercise is something you got to do the rest of your life. So if you do one thing all the time, you get bored and you get stale. So you got to change your program around every 30 days.
And every year you do some amazing feat.
This year I'm going to throw my wife across the bathtub.
You're going to what?
That started when I was 40 years old. You know, nobody ever escaped from Alcatraz prison in San Francisco.
You swam the length of the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge with 140 pounds of equipment, including
the first time I did it, my hands were tied. The handcuffed. And that makes it
1955, you swam.
And then I took a 130-pound water tank, and I swam the Golden Gate in San Francisco underwater, 15 feet underwater. Another birthday, I took 60 boats. With 60 people in the boat, feet and hands tied, I turned a mile and a half. Another birthday, I did 1,000 chins.
That was 1979. Another birthday, you did what?
I did 1,000 chins and 1,000 push-ups. And another birthday, I water skied on one ski behind a helicopter to fell on an island and a half, 70 miles.
Okay, and at the age of 90...
my 70th birthday, I towed 70 boats with 70 people in them, a mile and a half, my feet and hands tied in Long Beach Harbor, Long Beach, California.
What are you doing here at next birthday?
You know what I had planned? I wanted to swim from Los Angeles to Catalina underwater.
Oh, my God.
That's 26 miles. And I changed tanks every hour and a half. Nobody could be around me. They lowered tanks down to me, and I changed tanks. And that's what I had planned. And my wife said if I do, she'll divorce me. I say promise.
Well, two of you have been, like, you know, a legend as well.
Listen, without my wife, I'm a big nothing.
Mm.
She's the power underneath my muscles. Elaine is a wonderful, wonderful lady. You got her as a friend, boy, you're lucky.
Oh, I've had the pleasure of talking with her, and she's absolutely delightful.
She's a great lady, just like you. Perfect.
Oh, thank you very much. So your last, or your, when you were age 90, you ran a 24-hour marathon? Or they ran a 24-hour marathon of your original shows.
Oh.
So what are you going to do if Elaine says no?
Time will tell.
What would you say?
Right now, all my life now was getting, lecturing to people. Getting people off their seat, onto their feet. Getting them to put some good fuel. I just bought a new Corvette sports car. But I put water in the gas tank.
Mm-hmm.
How about your human machine? So that's what I do in my lectures. I lecture to colleges and big medical groups and
right.
Big, all these multimillionaire executives. I take these executives and all of them come up to me after, Jack, you're right. I'm going to start working out. I'm going to start eating better. You know, I'm instrumental in maybe saving somebody's life.
So let me ask you this. What do you think is the biggest mistake that people make?
Yeah, but they eat too much man-processed food. All this sugar stuff, white flour, all this canned stuff. Did you ever read the label on a can of food?
Oh, I always do.
Soup or something?
I always do.
Artificial colors and flavorings, additives. They got this preservative, that preservative, this thing. And you put that in your body, and people wonder why they're sick. You're putting the wrong fuel in the human machine, right?
Right. So tell us, give us something, you know, inspiring to get people to go out and work out.
The best thing for most people is walking.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a book called Dynastride. You mm-hmm. gotta stride. You gotta walk like somebody chasing you, and throw your arms overhead. Try and cut side with your hands, and put your hands, your elbows behind you, and straighten your arms to hit the ceiling. And as you're walking, when most people walk, they don't use their arms, so they're only getting blood to the lower part. And if you move your hands like that, then you're getting blood to the upper extremities as well as the lower extremities.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So for people who are having trouble getting over sugar, what can you tell them to, you know, assure them?
You know what I did? Sugar was my life. I was a complete sugar-holic. And for you folks out there, try and do without sugar for a couple of days and see. You'll go bonkers. But I said, when I put something in my mouth, what's it doing for me, as I told you earlier?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why, if I got white sugar in it, all that junk, white flour, I just don't eat it. You know, my wife and I eat out every night.
Mm-hmm.
And we tell the restaurants, every restaurant has a 10 raw vegetable Jack Mullane salad. And I have 8 hard-boiled eggs every day. Just eat the whites. And I eat fish every day. And I never eat between meals. I eat no white flour, no white sugar product. Every restaurant has brown rice for me. If they don't, I bring my own. And then most of the restaurants, I bring my own soup. See, that's what I preach. You got to make a little effort, Connie.
Yeah, well, this is really, really
wonderful.
Well,
as I said earlier, God's not going to come down and put food in your mouth, pay your bills. It's all up to you.
So do you have any final thoughts here before we wrap up here?
The what?
Any final thoughts to inspire people to, you know, take their life to the next level?
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, anything in life is possible if you make it happen. Remember, God helps them that help themselves, and I hope you help the most important person on this earth, you.
Well, thank you so very, very much.
I want to tell all you folks that are listening, when you eat, just think, what's that food doing for me? Think about that.
What's that food doing for me? So every time you put before you put something in your mouth, you should think about that.
Then I create a liking for it, like I told you earlier.
Well, Well, Jack, it was wonderful to talk with you again.
Tommy.
And I
if there were more people like you, it would be a better world.
Thank
you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want you to tell all your friends and your enemies, too, about Tommy's show. This is very, very important.
Jack, thank you.
For your little buddy. That's your first exercise. Telling everybody about Tommy Bennett, Sugar Shop.
Well, thank you. It was such a pleasure to talk with you again. I remember when I talked with you for my book, I was so thrilled. And
we love you. And how's your family at all?
They're just great. Thank you so very much,
darling,
for inspiring everybody. You're just an amazing.
Give me more perspiration. You take inspiration.
More perspiration. We get inspiration.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, God bless you, and goodbye. Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you very, very much.
Wasn't that an amazing interview with Jack LaLanne? This man was truly, truly remarkable. Now, I had the pleasure of meeting him in person, and I was invited to give him a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Obesity and Food Addiction Summit on Islandwood, Bainbridge Island. It was an incredible treat. So I invite you to go to my Huffington Post blog and to read more about Jack LaLanne, and also to see the really adorable photos that show Jack's enthusiasm when we met. And then I invite you to listen to an episode that Jack gave years ago on his Jack LaLanne show. He talks about how Americans are sugaraholics. And he calls it sugarholics rather than sugaraholics. You can choose whichever word you like. And he likens people who are into sugar with alcoholics. So that concludes my tribute to Jack LaLanne. I fondly think of him. I'm taking out time, actually, from writing my next book, which is Beyond Sugar Shock, to pay honor to him and homage. He was truly, truly an amazing man, and we can learn so, so much from him. If we work out regularly, such as he did, and watch what we eat, i.e., quit sugar and refined culprit carbs, those are what I call them, they're quickie carbs, we too can live to be 96, but not just live to be 96, but have energy and excitement and enthusiasm. He was just simply, simply adorable. I can't rave enough about Jack LaLanne. So thank you so very much for joining me at a special Gab with the Gurus radio tribute to one of my big heroes, Jack LaLanne. So I hope you enjoyed that interview, and I hope you'll join us again on the Gab with the Gurus radio show. So we will see you soon for more exciting shows. Again, Jack LaLanne, the godfather of fitness and the wonderful anti-sugar pioneer. See you soon on the Gab with the Gurus radio show. Thank you again for joining us.
Thanks for listening to the Gab with the Gurus radio show with Connie Bennett. Remember, you can listen to archived shows at any time thanks to Blog Talk Radio. Just go to gabwiththegurus.com. If you like this radio show, please mark it a favorite and tell your friends. Learn about upcoming shows at gabwiththegurus.com.